Welcome back to the Two Guys Named Chris Show. I think I failed a little restaurant test this weekend. Biggie mentioned it was a big weekend for me. We had Golden Ticket Pickleball Tournament over here at the Coliseum.
Well, I did not see, unless I missed it, a post from your playing partner, the Diesel. Typically, if you guys do well, he'll post a picture of the two of you on the podium and saying to the organizers, "What an event you put on."
He does do that. He does do that.
Thank you to you, this person, organizer, volunteers, staff, etc. What a tournament. Can't wait to be back.
Well,
I did not see one of those.
And we did do well. We did. I'll tell you the thing about this particular tournament. Now, this was the one that Littlest Patriot and I went to the promotional announcement saying.
For the reveal.
Oh, we've got this tournament. Now, that was 6 months ago. It's like, oh, this big tournament is going to draw a lot of people into our area. And it did okay. The price of the tournament is really expensive.
To enter,
you had to join like USA Pickleball or something, which cost $60. And then the tournament itself cost like $110. And then you had to enter each individual. After the $110, you said, oh, here's another $50 for like your division. Mm. So all in, I was over $200. It was crazy. Most of them cost $40, $50. This was $200 and some. And I was like, geez, Diesel, this is steep. You know,
is the difference because this is a feeder to the Nationals?
I think so. And that's what you if you win your bracket, you get what's called the golden ticket, which means you're invited to San Diego in November to compete for the national championship.
San Diego.
We did get the golden ticket. We were very excited to get the golden ticket. Now, we didn't think we'd get it, and we matched.
How many tickets total do you think they passed out?
Well, there's a lot of divisions, a ton. I mean, that's the whole thing. It's kind of like, it's a little like when you used to be on the who's who in high school, you know, but the whole game was, oh, pay us $50 and you can see your picture in this book, you know.
We put everybody in hopes that 3/4 of you will buy the book.
See, and I mean, I was really pleased because there was good competition and we did win. But the way it worked was we entered the men's 50 plus our level, okay. And they had too few entries in that. So they combined from 19 years old all the way up. So we were all in the same. We finished second in that, silver medal, which we were happy with because the guys that beat us, and it was a really close match, they beat us and they were like in their 20s. But we were better than all the 50-plus year olds. So we
better than the olds.
Better than the olds. So we got the golden ticket. So we were really proud of that. I mean, it was a good accomplishment.
Is it a physical ticket? Like Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, which you haven't seen?
Well, Yeah, and Diesel kept making these Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. I was like, I don't know what you're talking about.
Did he make Augustus Gloop references?
Yeah, he keep saying that.
I'm unfamiliar
stuff.
With this.
And I don't know what that
Veruca
is.
Veruca Salt.
I don't know what that is. So I have a picture of us with the golden ticket, which I can show you. You know, so it was a really neat thing that we won.
Okay.
There we are with the ticket. You know, so it's nice.
Like a giant check from the lottery.
Yep.
Yeah. Now Now I saw that this weekend. It was sent to me.
Yeah. Oh, the golden ticket?
The picture of you holding it up. That's how I knew you had gotten the golden ticket.
Yeah.
And I was excited for you.
Thank you.
And I know why you got the golden ticket, and I know why you played so well. Now I wasn't here Friday, but all week long, I know. You were like, oh, this tournament.
That is dreading the entire lead up.
Yeah. Now, you love pickleball, but you've admitted that you like pickleball as almost just kind of a community sport for you. You get out, you see your friends.
Yep.
You just enjoy it. It gives you exercise.
Yep.
But you're not in it to win it, quote.
I love.
You said that every day last week.
Yeah.
I just like playing with the guys. Yeah. I just like the guys I know who I really like.
You like the people you've met and you enjoy it. It's something you enjoy.
Yep.
Now, the Diesel loves the tournament aspect. He wants to do the tournaments. That's what he enjoys.
That's right.
And the reason you got the golden ticket and played so well is because you didn't care.
Out of my head. Just
it was
got
completely
out of, my own head.
Out of your head. You woke up Saturday morning going, let's get this done.
Let's get it over
let's
with.
Let's do this. Mm-hmm. Let's just get this done. No worries. No big deal. It's because you had no care in the world about it. You didn't expect to get the golden ticket.
No.
You just thought, okay, let's do this so I can continue on with my Saturday. And because it wasn't in your head at all.
Mm-hmm.
You played completely free.
Probably right. Probably so, yeah. The first two matches, we got killed. We got crushed.
Mm.
And we had some of our guys that I usually play with come out to support us. There were like a few guys
as spectators.
Yeah. My friend Curtis was there, and my friend Rick, and my friend John, and they were all out there. And after the first couple of games, Rick called me over specifically, and he said, "You're playing like a turd." And I was like, "Yeah,
thank you so much."
And he just said, "Get out of your head. Be patient. You don't care if you win or lose anyway, do you?" I was like, "No." He goes, "Then get out of your head."
Yeah.
And you're right. After that, we played much more freely, and we wound up winning, you know, some really tough matches there late.
Now here is the thing. Mm. What do you do with the golden ticket? Well, because the golden ticket is way away, more than enough time to plan.
Oh, November. Yeah. I mean, it's like the week before Thanksgiving.
I think one of you
has already made plans.
Is already booking the hotel room, the flights.
Yep.
And he may even be in line for his real ID right now.
Yep. I would have to get that.
Yeah. That's true, unless you want to just drive.
Right. Yeah. To San Diego.
Yeah. Yeah. That's possible. So that, to me, now I've given up this Oasis concert. I think we can drop the Oasis watch and put, now, to me, this is, you know, golden ticket pickleball watch is way bigger.
I know. Are we going to take advantage and take the golden ticket? I tell you, I take 2 or 3 days off work. I have to go.
Oh, yeah. You got flights,
all that stuff, you know. And now Diesel's already saying, let's heavily consider going to San Diego.
Well, there's one person in that picture who you can tell is like, yeah. And the other one's like, oh.
We won. Uh-huh. We got it. We got the golden ticket. The reason I think Diesel did not post the photos and everything. Now, remember, Littlest Patriot and I were invited 6 months ago when they announced this tournament in our area for the Coliseum, and they had us play on that surface. Now, I re-explained this on Friday. They had us play on this surface, which is
brand new court.
Brand new, but they're rolled out. It's like artificial turf being rolled out over a concrete floor. And at that promotional announcement, I did not like the surface. But when the person in charge of the tournament called me over and said, "We specifically invited you to this to tell us, what do you think of the surface?" And be honest, I'm such a placator. I said, "I love it."
Brilliant.
Absolutely.
Tell me, what is it made of?
I love it. Love it. So we go out for the tournament 2 days ago, and all these players are like, "What is this surface? What are we playing on?" I mean, there are parts.
Who okayed this?
The problem is you get little like ripples in it. You know, you try to spread it out flat, but there's still a little bubble in it that's almost, you can't see it. If the ball lands on it, it doesn't bounce at all. It's like it's in water. I mean, it's like
a dead spot.
Total. I mean, as dead can be. And it does change the outcome of the thing. Here's how I failed my restaurant recommendations. There was a guy that, now there are people there from all over the place. And one guy was from Hawaii. He was in to play this tournament. He and his son. His son went to Idaho Law School. We played him. And so his son came in from Idaho. He came in from Hawaii.
Wow.
And after the match, they said, the father came over to me and said, "Where is a good place to eat around here?" And I said, "We just got a Dave's Hot Chicken." And he's like, "No, I want a real restaurant. I want something."
I want something local.
And I was like, I don't know. I can't. So I just turned
to a guy who runs a Smoothie King.
You've ever been to one of those.
Have you ever heard of Smoothie King? I can get you into Smoothie King. And if you wear your flip-flops, they'll give you a deal. And he's like, "No, I actually want to sit down at a really nice, high-dollar, high-end restaurant." And I was like, "Man, you are talking to the wrong guy."
Yeah, you have no clue.
I have no idea. And then the Diesel came over, and he rattles off 3 or 4.
Oh, he did?
Like, "Oh, yeah. That okay. one, yeah." I heard Chris Dim talking about a few of these.
Okay.
And the other guy just looked at me. Do you know the guy? This was actually interesting. So I said, "What, you know, you live in Maui, you know, that's got incredible." And he's like, "Yeah, but I've lived all over the world." In fact, he said, and this is another, I'm so dumb. He said, "I lived in Moscow for 13 years and I own a company there still, and it's water delivery. It's a water delivery company." Mm. And he goes, "I've lost 12 or 13 of my drivers." And I was like, "How?" And he goes, "The war. They're all dead." I mean, he's like, all these drivers.
Wow.
I mean, he said that, and I was like, "Oh my God." You know, I thought like they quit. He's like, "No, they're fighting, or they've been killed." And he's like, "Their widows are 24 years old.
My God. Know?
I know. Yeah. I mean, you really think about it.
Anyway, who served?
And I was like, yeah. You want
yeah, it makes you think.
Yeah.
All right. 10-2.
Oh, sorry. We have an Outback. Have you been there?
I don't know if you have those in Hawaii.
I thought that Dave's Hot Chicken to be real. Every time I go by there, it's just packed.
He's like,
no, I want a real.
In fact, I think Dave's Hot Chicken started on the West Coast.
Did it? Well,
because that was the whole thing when it came here. It was like California chicken.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I see. Well, he's Hawaii, so I don't know if they have those or not. I was like, hey, yeah, do it. He's like, no, a sit down white table. I'm here with my family. I want to really do something. I was like, I don't know that thing. The great Loretta Swit passed at 87 over the weekend. Oh, we don't have enough time. My timing is
not to do it proper.
No, we don't have enough time to do it proper, obviously. My God, my timing lately has been bad. Mm-hmm. It's this off Diet Coke, off energy drinks thing, I think.
Are you just drinking flavory water, the kind that you brought to Biggie?
Yeah, and I have really heavily researched that, and it appears to be healthy. That's my flavory water from the old Trading Post. Mm-hmm. And that's exactly what they call it. It's the brand, Flavory Water.
So I did do a quick Google search of energy drinks without the taurine. I can give you some of those if you want.
Maybe I should.
You can get them from Amazon.
Maybe I should try that.
Any brand names that we've heard of?
No, but one that's in there is real popular now. It's that, I don't know how to say, is it ZOA or ZAO?
Oh, I've seen that. ZOA.
Yeah, it's owned by The Rock. I've seen that on many lists.
Oh, that's in Costco. Yeah.
Okay. I've seen on many lists where they're like, look, if you're going to drink one, drink this one.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it doesn't have the additives that the others do. Not saying you should, but if you need one, drink this one.
Well, look, if The Rock endorses it.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Say no more.
Say no more. If The Rock likes it, I'm in. Remembering Loretta Swit.